960. Cable, K-A-B-L, with Perry Como's Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes, Barbra Streisand, People, coming right up, George Shearing and Nat Cole. 3:48 with Carter B., the Prince trapped in the body of a disc jockey. Great to have you here, and I'm pleased to say that southbound 880 at 16th is now open. All lanes are open. There was a bad accident there earlier, and they had to close the whole darn thing down, but they've got it open again, so as you're trucking down 990, heading towards 880 there, you can anticipate a slowdown, but you should be getting through it pretty well. Our Air Force is, even as we speak, on the runways throughout the Bay Area, and we'll have Angie Coiro coming up in a few minutes to give us a definitive look. But anyway, it's rolling right now, which is good news. 960 Cable, K-A-B-L, the station of the stars. Cable, K-A-B-L, classical gas. If you'll pardon the expression, Mason Williams, Gene Kelly singing in the rain, P.S. I love you, Bette Midler. 410, Carter B. Smith with you, and great to have you here at this great radio station. Mayor Willie Brown said that he's going to charge the media $5,000 participation fee for the reporters that will be traveling with him to the Far East, upcoming to the Far East. Now, all of the local participants that are going along with Brown are having to come up with $5,000, but the idea of asking the media, radio station, reporters, television, and the press, to come up with $5,000 is new, and it is not being well received, of course, because they're going to have to pay anyway for their accommodations and the airfare and everything else. But this is a kind of an entry fee to get into the various things that Willie's going to be attending, see? So that got me to thinking, which I do on occasion, what would happen if everybody boycotted the trip? Would it be any less effective or more effective for Mayor Brown, first of all? And secondly, would we be any better off not knowing what he is doing, or would we be worse off? Would we, in a lot of cases, be better off or worse off if there was no coverage of things? And I think the answer is sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes we'd be better off without the coverage of things because it's a cliche, and other times we'd be the poorer for it. Just got me to thinking. Now, from thinking to something that's going to be happening tomorrow night at 7:30. I want you to make a note of this. On KQED Channel 9, Frank Sinatra, the Concert for the Americas. Frank recorded this in the Dominican Republic. It was a live audience in the early 80s. When Frank was at his very best, and he's backed by the Buddy Rich Orchestra, and this show moves. And Sinatra does Strangers in the Night, New York, New York, My Kind of Town, and he does Cole Porter and Rodgers and Hart and all the great names, even the Beatles. He does something and does it so well. Following Frank at 9:30, An Evening with Harry Belafonte. It's Harry's first TV special in the U.S. in more than 20 years, and he taped it just this past December. Like the Sinatra show before it, Harry does his favorites, a Banana Boat Song, Jamaica Farewell, Try to Remember, Matilda, and Calypso, and stuff like that. Some wonderful new songs, too. So these are two exciting cable artists. Actually, there are three exciting cable artists. The other one will be me, because I will be on tomorrow night, extolling the many virtues of membership in KQED. So I'll look for you. Frank Sinatra, 7:30. Harry Belafonte, 9:30. That's tomorrow night, both on KQED, Channel 9. 960, Cable, K-A-B-L. With me, the Prince, trapped in the body of a T-shirt, Carter B. Smith. My shirt, incidentally, today is a very special one because it was designed by my very own son, Clayton Smith, who works for the Benzinger Family Winery up in, up in the Sonoma area, and actually Glen Ellen, more specifically. And on the back, it shows a fish and a bottle of Fumé Blanc, Benzinger Fumé Blanc wine, and it looks like they're getting married. The fish has the little veil on, and the bottle of wine has a little hat on it, and it says, the perfect pair, fish and Fumé Blanc. And that's a great idea. It was his idea, so I thank him for the shirt that goes into the largest T-shirt collection in the entire universe. If you have a shirt you'd like to have in the collection, I fit best into a medium. My address, Carter B. Smith, Cable Radio, 750 Battery Street, San Francisco, zip 94111. That's how to get a hold of me here at 960 Cable, K-A-B-L, the station of the stars. 960 Cable, KABL, the official radio station of the 145th Annual San Francisco St. Patrick's Day Parade on Sunday. So grab your shillelagh, and I don't know, whatever. If you want to go to the parade, starts around 12:30, McAllister and Market, and goes down Market Street. Look for us in the cable car, the motorized cable car. We'll be there. I'll be there, along with 30 listeners. We'll be having a high old time. And again, it starts around 12:30, and about 250,000 folks turn out. I was in the parade last year for the station, had a great time, very good vibes. It's a good scene. 4:38, it'll be fair tonight and tomorrow, so probably tomorrow morning around 5:30, get up and take a look at Hale-Bopp the Comet. You will never see anything like it again in your life. It is absolutely incredible. Look to the northeast around 5:30 in the morning. It is incredible. 960 Cable, KABL, the station of the stars. Nine 960 Cable, KABL, Julie London's Cry Me a River. Best is yet to come with Basie and Frank Sinatra. In the life, health, and fitness section of the San Jose Mercury News today, there is a great article on humor and health and how, if you have a good sense of humor, chances are it's good for your health. And they have some engineer humor thought I'd run through with you. You might be an engineer if your ideal evening consists of fast-forwarding through the latest sci-fi movie looking for technical inaccuracies. You might be an engineer if you've modified your can opener to be microprocessor-driven. If your father sat 2 inches in front of the family's first color TV with a magnifying lens to see how they made the colors, and you grew up thinking that was normal. If people hound you for pocket protectors at Halloween. And finally, you might be an engineer if your 3-year-old son asks you why the sky is blue and you try to explain atmospheric absorption theory. Little engineer humor. Let's engineer ourselves some cable traffic with Angie Coiro. Good afternoon, my dear.
Good afternoon, Carter. You know, they come up with some of the best T-shirts, too. Although they're always really geeky inside jokes and nobody gets them. But once they explain them, they're hysterical.
They're very funny. But they have to have, yes, you have to have subcategories and like foreign movies, they have to be translated.
Exactly. East Shore.
Just past the Hilltop Drive exit, just in case you don't know. And the traffic on eastbound.
It has a 10-minute delay. Although you're older.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Don't even think
Fremont.
Of it. Nine 960 Cable, KABL. Yellowbird, the exotic sounds of Arthur Lyman, Les Paul, Mary Ford, Bye Bye Blues, I Want to Be Wanted, Brenda Lee. 3 winners. I mean winners. Great to have you here. Maybe this is the first day you've uncovered this radio station and you've said, wow, what is this? How long are these people? And what is all of this? Well, this is Cable. And you just stay right where you are. Like tomorrow morning, Jim Lang will get you going, starting at 6, Jan Wall at 10. I take over at 3 o'clock. Now, tomorrow night at 7:30, I want to point you towards KQED Channel 9. They are having the sensational Frank Sinatra Concert for the Americas that was recorded in the Dominican Republic in 1982 before a live audience. There is so much excitement, you just can't miss it. There is nothing better than a live performance, and this is definitely live. Frank at his best with the Buddy Rich Orchestra. And he does the things that we love so much here, like Strangers in the Night, New York, New York, My Kind of Town. And then he sings all of the Porter and Rogers and Hart and Sammy Kahn and all the folks, including the Beatles. And then after Frank, at 9:30, there's an evening with Harry Belafonte, his first TV special in the United States in more than 20 years. He taped it last December. And he does his favorites, Banana Boat Song, Jamaica Farewell, Try to Remember, Calypso stuff. In short, 2 very exciting KABL artists tomorrow night, back to back. Frank Sinatra at 7:30, Harry Belafonte at 9:30, both on KQED Channel 9, and I might add, at no additional cost, you'll find me there, extolling the virtues of Channel 9. So look in tomorrow night. It's 5:08 at 960 Cable, KABL, the station of the stars. 960 Cable, KABL, what a wonderful world with Sam Cooke and Moon River, Andy Williams. Last farewell, Roger Whitaker coming up in a jiffy here. It's 5:17 in the weather department, fair tonight, mostly sunny tomorrow, And then on Thursday night, it'll be fair also, but some variable high clouds begin to drift in on Friday. What we want to do is hold very good thoughts for the weekend for the St. Patrick's Parade. Don't want to get that wet on Sunday, of course, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. Right now, let's check in with cable traffic and Angie Coiro. Angie?
You know, my mom is Irish.
Is she?
And she had us convinced. This is something she told all six kids when we were little, and we all just looked at her wide-eyed and believed it. And if you were Irish, you had to go down to City Hall every year on St. Patrick's Week and have your rear region painted green.
It sounds logical to me.
And we all bought it. And then we said, but Mom, we're only half Irish. She said, then you go half of it then.
So you're half rear region.
Bought that one for years. There's a problem in Menlo Park, Carter, South 101.
960, Cable, K-A-B-L, and don't you forget it. Harry James and Helen Forrest heard that song before, Love Letters in the Sand, the old Pat Boone before he freaked out. And undecided, Ames Brothers. I wonder what Pat Boone is thinking now, whether he's thinking, uh-oh, this was a mistake, because, of course, the CD that he cut is an absolute bomb, and he probably knows that now. Too late. You learn these things after they happen, right? 537. Speaking of that, I've been raving about the Hale-Bopp Comet, and if you haven't seen it, you should get up tomorrow at 5:30, roughly. Look to the northeast and see it. However, if you set your alarm clock for 5:30 for the first time in years, and you get up and you go outside and it's foggy, don't blame me. It's not, you know, I have no control over the weather. Hopefully it will be clear. But I was pleased to see the front page of USA Today, big article on this comet and how exciting it is. And a couple of days ago, I got on my high horse and said, you got to see it. So many people are so blasé about it. Oh, I haven't seen the comet, you know, I don't care about that, and so forth. See it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event. Cable, 960 Cable, the station of the stars.
Georgie girl. 960
Cable, K-A-B-L, that's your Georgie girl with the Seekers. Prior to that, Nat Cole and George Shearing entertaining the very Dickens out of all of us here. Great to have you here and share the wealth. Don't keep this radio station to yourself. The more, the merrier. That's my motto. Tell somebody about it. 960 Traffic with Angie Coiro. It's time for our bumper sticker of the afternoon, Angie.
Good. Thought you forgot.
No. Here it is. It's very short, but it's a kind of provocative one.
Mm-hmm.
Can you be a closet claustrophobic?
That's a good question,
yeah,
isn't
think,
it?
You have to think about that.
I did. I like it. Okay, this time, Carter, we're going to start with the Sunnyvale commute. South 85 slows from Central Expressway all the way.
Cable, K-A-B-L, Herb Alpert, Spanish Flea, Dream a Little Dream of Me, Louis Armstrong, more, Steve Lawrence. Three in a row there. Have I got some TV for you tomorrow night? Yes, indeed. 7:30 on KQED Channel 9. We'll start off with Frank Sinatra, The Concert for the Americas, originally recorded in the Dominican Republic in the early 80s before a live audience. It's Frank at his very best. It's an exciting evening of television. Buddy Rich's orchestra, and Frank does the things that we know and love, and we play on the air here at KABL. Strangers in the Night, New York to New York, My Kind of Town, on and on and on, even Something by the Beatles. Then at 9:30, it's an evening with Harry Belafonte, Harry's first TV special in the United States in more than 20 years. It was taped just this past December, and he sings Banana Boat Song, Jamaica Farewell, Try to Remember, and Matilda, Matilda, the whole scene. And there's a medley of Calypso favorites, plus some new stuff, too. So you've got two exciting KABL artists, and Be Still My Heart, you'll be able to see me in the flesh. I'll be there tomorrow evening extolling the virtues of Channel 9 for you. So make it a date, huh? Circle it in your TV guide or in your newspaper. Frank Sinatra at 7:30, Harry Belafonte at 9:30, both on KQED Channel 9. Cable, K-A-B-L, Johnny Ray, Walking My Baby Back Home, This Can't Be Love, Natalie Cole, on the official radio station for the 145th Annual San Francisco St. Patrick's Day Parade. If you're going to be lining Market Street, watching all the folks going by. Keep your eye peeled for our KABA and me on it. 30 KABA listeners will be riding in the... It's been this way all day today. I just, as I said when I started, my brain did not come up the Waldo grade from Marin. It said at the top of the hill, I'm going to stay here and just look down from Mount Beacon and just not go to work with you. Anyway, we'll be in the KABL cable car, motorized cable car. Look for us, and I'll give you a big wave as we go by. Next up, cable traffic with Angie Coiro.
You there? Right here, Carter B.
Very good.
All right, let's talk about...
...960, cable, KABL, Artie Shaw, and Dancing in the Dark. Peggy Lee, Fever, Frank Sinatra, you are the sunshine of my life. Play the old game about if you were on a desert island and you had only 10 LPs or CDs, what would they be? And I think one of the ones I would have would be that Artie Shaw. The thing that you heard, Dancing in the Dark, is from the Artie Shaw with Strings CD or LP. Every one of those cuts is just so tasty and so good. The only trouble with being on a desert island is you probably don't have any record player. Well, I guess nothing's perfect. 960 Cable, KABL, Station of the Stars. Okay, but so many things going on here. I mean, good grief. I got contests. I got two contests. Not one. Count them. Two contests. I got to find out about the World Flight. Find out where that woman is. She was, she took off from Oakland and headed for Burbank. Now, whether she stayed and was going to stay in Burbank tonight or not, I don't know. I can't find out. My sources are not working right. But I'll get this worked out. She's going to be flying around the world for 2 months, so we ought to be able to figure that out. And what else is happening here? Maybe give you a little review on yesterday's parade. After all, we had a float in it and the whole scene there. So, it's going to be a busy, busy time today. And lots of good music. That's what it's all about. Oh, by the way, I am Carter B. Smith on 960 Cable KABL, a station of the stars. Nine 960 Cable KABL, Connie Francis, Don't Break This Heart. Certain Smile, Johnny Mathis. Coming up, Paul Anka in a jiffy. 316. Happy Monday to you. It's me, Carter B. When you hear the sound of the train, and there'll be no, I'll make no comment. It'll just show up. You want to be the ninth caller at 1-800-962-0960. You'll be taking a train trip to Sacramento and back. I mean, you wouldn't want to just go one way. We'll pick up for you and someone else, trip all the way to Sacramento and go Old Town and it's a very nice experience. When you hear the sound, all of a sudden the phones are ringing now. When you hear the sound of the train horn, that's what you want to be keying in on. I know what people are doing now. They're getting their speed dialers all lined up. That's what's happening right now. 960 Cable, KABL, a station of the stars. When you... Cable, KABL, 339. Well, it really isn't like St. Patrick's Day since Ginsburg's Irish Pub closed down on Bay Street. Used to be a tradition that a big box of green bagels with corned beef would show up. And they were always delicious, but Ginsburg Irish Pub is closed. According to ancient Irish customs, to have good luck for the rest of the year, what should you do today? Should you... drive a snake off your Irish setter, slather yourself with goose grease, or drink green beer? Answer, slather yourself with goose grease. That's considered good luck. Of course, it's hard to find a good goose grease nowadays. It's also good luck to touch a roasted fish and then lick your thumb. I'm not making this up, folks. This is ancient Irish stuff right now. Blather? I don't know. If you find a roasted fish tonight, be sure and lick your thumb. 960, Cable, KABL. A lot of living to do. Nancy Wilson, always like her work. Singing the Blues, Guy Mitchell. Coming up. All right, we got a do some St. Patrick's Day music, and who better than Bing Crosby? St. Patrick's Day parade, stand by to march around the whatever. Okay, Brad Jones, congratulations. Brad's in Petaluma. He was the ninth caller, and courtesy Amtrak Capitals, he's going to have a train trip for two to Old Sacramento. And what a treat this is. I've done this trip some years ago, and when you come back just as darkness begins to fall and you travel by train, it is an experience. Not everybody's taken a train recently, and this is a fun thing to do. So good going, Brad. Now, you heard that train signal and that whistle, and you're going to be able to hear it again sometime this afternoon. I have another trip for two to give away, so you want to hang in there here at 960 Cable, KABL, the station of the stars. 960 Cable, KABL, love theme from The Flight of the Phoenix with Brass Ring, Patsy Cline's Crazy, April in Paris, the Mills Brothers. 408 on a Monday with me, Carter B. Smith. Great to have you around here. Following the flight around the world by Linda Finch to commemorate Amelia Earhart and also to bring her to the attention of younger people that may not know about her. Let me go through a few things that Earhart did. At 25 years of age, Amelia Earhart set an unofficial woman's altitude record of 14,000 feet. That was in the year 1922. In 28, Earhart completed the first transcontinental flight by a woman, and then she was recognized as the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean in 1928. What most people forget is she was a passenger. She never touched the controls of the airplane, but she's remembered for doing this. As a matter of fact, when they landed in England, all the reporters rushed right by the pilot and the co-pilot. They were just pushed aside, and everybody went to Earhart. She was attractive, she was young, she was a woman, she was good copy, and she was a good copy all the way through the rest of her life. As a matter of fact, she lived but 9 years after that flight across the Atlantic in 1928. And we'll review some more of Earhart's accomplishments. She had a lot of them as we go along here. 410, you're listening to 960 Cable, KABL, the station of the stars. 960 Cable, KABL, the Irish Rovers, Unicorn, Let There Be Love, George Shearing, and Nat Cole. The last song we played for St. Patrick's Day had Bing Crosby, and if you heard at the beginning of it, he said, okay, John, let's do, and he was talking from that angle, and he was referring to John Scott Trotter, who was the conductor of the orchestra and the arranger, and in all likelihood, this thing that we heard about an hour ago was taken from a tract of one of his broadcasts that Crosby did. And of course, Bing Crosby was the very first to use a tape as a recording device. And you know where he did it? At the Marines Memorial Theater on Sutter Street here in San Francisco, because that's where the music hall came from, and that's where Crosby cut a lot of his shows. And that's where John Scott Trotter was. And to tie everything together, that's where The Foreigner is now performing, at the Marines Memorial Theater. And that stars Jason Williams and Joe Sears of Greater Tuna fame. And right now, I'll take the ninth caller for a pair of tickets to that very show. 1-800-962-0960 is the number. And for ticket information, you could call 415-771-6900. But right now, I think it's time that we take a look at traffic, and who better than Angie Coiro, and certainly the name Coiro is Irish.
Yes, it is. One day out of every year. We have one problem on
960 Cable, KABL. Benny Goodman's Jersey Bounce, An Affair to Remember, with Vic Damone, Harper's Bazaar, Feeling Groovy. Marilyn Burns, congratulations. Marilyn of San Francisco. She picked up a couple of tickets to catch a performance of The Foreigner. I'll have some more tickets to give away to that show today, as well as two tickets for that incredible train trip up to Sacramento and back. What you want to do is listen for the train horn that will come on without any further to do. And when you hear that, that's when you call. 1-800-962-0960. That's the number here. 1-800-962-0960. So Linda Finch is in Burbank, the first leg of her journey to trace Amelia Earhart's world flight a success, 283 nautical miles from Oakland to Burbank. And then tomorrow, or the day after, actually, because at each stop, what Linda's going to do is have a whole bunch of kids. She's going to talk about Amelia Earhart's flight and introduce Amelia Earhart to a whole generation. And Amelia Earhart had lots to say about the world. Her flying was, in a way, incidental to her great courage. It really is true. 283 miles from Oakland to Burbank doesn't seem like too big a deal, actually. There are routes that are even shorter. She will fly from St. Louis, or Saint-Louis, Senegal, to Dakar, Senegal, and that's only 100 nautical miles. So this is going to be a long trip. We'll follow it step by step, and what I intend to do, because I happen to be a moderate student of Amelia Earhart, I'll drop in some stories about Earhart and about the aircraft she flew and the incredible conditions that she had to operate under. It's quite a story. 439, I am Carter B. Smith. At 960 Cable, KABL, a station of the stars. Nine 960 Cable, KABL. Got a crush on you, Linda Ronstadt. Frank Sinatra's Come Dance With Me. 448, revised weather. It's going to be fine all the way through Wednesday. Maybe some coastal low clouds late tonight. Temperatures should be essentially the same. We're looking for maybe up to mid-70s around the Bay Area. And let's see. I want to give you a little report on our participation in the St. Patrick's Day Parade yesterday. I had 30 winners qualified to come, and I think about 20 of the 30 showed up. The other 10 were too smart. Because it was cold and it was rainy. And so they were summer soldiers. You know who you are. I know who you are. You didn't show. So there. But those that did had a good time anyway. It was cold. I was wearing the company sweatshirt, and it wasn't adequate. In fact, we got down Market Street, and I jumped off the car and ran down Market just to warm up for a couple blocks and then ran back to the cable car again. And there were some people inside that were discussing tearing the wood portions of the cable car and making a little fire, building a fire inside. But that did not work out either. We stopped them from doing that. And all of our promotion people got thoroughly drenched. Sherry Nelson, without a raincoat, just putting together, our trip, making sure it was good for us. She got totally soaked, and in fact, the whole crowd did. But that's all right. We did it, and I'm glad I did. And to all of you that did come and help participate with our cable car in the St. Patrick's Day Parade, bless your heart. Thank you very much. Next up, it's cable traffic with Angie Coiro. Angie.
Yes, I was curled up in my sweater yesterday. So.
Oh.
I plead guilty.
It was cold. I must admit, it was cold.
Yes, a tad.
Nine 960, Cable, KABL, Ben Fabric with the Alley Cat song, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, Crosby, and Four Lads Standing on the Corner. 509, afternoon to you. It's me, Carter B. My T-shirt is green in color, and it's fortuitous that I'm wearing it on St. Patrick's Day. It really wasn't planned that way. I got the shirt a long time ago when I was on Channel 9, and the people operating the pledge phones were from Chevron Corporation, and they were all wearing a very nice shirt, and it says Chevron, and then the two chevrons below it. I'm sure you're familiar with the logo of this international oil company, and I thank all the folks involved for giving me one of the shirts. I looked longingly at them, and they said, hey, we'll give you one. So thank you very much. Incidentally, if you have a shirt that you'd like to be in the largest T-shirt collection in the entire world, I fit best into a medium, and I'm very prompt about writing you back, letting you know the day I wear it on the air. My address, Carter B. Smith, Cable Radio, 750 Battery, ZIP 94111 in San Francisco. 750 Battery, Suite 200, ZIP 94111 in San Francisco. 960. Cable, KABL, Fleetwood's Mr. Blue, Days of Wine and Roses, playing my song there. Andy Williams, coming up, Harry Belafonte, Deo, Deo, and so forth. Congratulations to Danny Fortione of San Francisco. Danny heard the train horn and was the lucky ninth caller, so he has picked up a trip for two, courtesy Amtrak Capitals, to Sacramento. And he'll spend the day at Old Town, Sacramento, which is neat, and then come on back. Good going, Danny. Now, I'll have more of these every day this week. When you hear that train horn, at the end of when I was talking last time, all of a sudden the train whistle came on there. That's what it was all about. So if you're just getting with it, when you hear that sound, what you want to do is call our contest line, 1-800-962-0960. Write that number down somewhere if you're into contests. If you're not into contests, forget it. 1-800-962-0960. 520 right on the schnoz, and it's time for cable traffic with Angie Coiro. And Angie, how about a bumper sticker for the day?
Okay.
All right, here's one. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a question, really. When companies ship styrofoam, what do they pack it in?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. And when you get the answer to that one, let me know.
I'll give you a call.
Okay. Our big problem right now in San Francisco.
960, Cable, K-A-B-L. Duke Ellington's Take the A-Train. It had to be you, Harry Connick Jr., Frankie Lane. Singing, to each his own. There, finally remembered it. 5:40, good afternoon. It's me, Carter B., dipping into the mailbag as time allows for a couple of letters. This is Mrs. Robert Craig. I don't have her first name, otherwise I would use her first name, but that's what the card says. Dear Carter B., I like your show very much, but most of all, I like your correct pronunciation of February. Well, whatever turns you on, and I'm glad that, of course, I won't be saying February much anymore until next February, but there I've said it three times in a row. Then into Ellen Corder's letter, who says, Dear Prince, after hearing you talk about your huge collection of T-shirts, I was hoping you could help me find one. My search is for a Flash Gordon T-shirt, the old cereal. And, Ellen, I'm sorry to say I haven't the foggiest idea where you could get that shirt. Unless they're made commercially now, your chances of getting one used are pretty slim, because there is no market for used T-shirts. I can assure you of that. If there was, I would rethink sending mine to the Smithsonian and would sell them. You know, but there is no market for used T-shirts. Stick around. I've still got to give away some tickets yet to The Foreigner this afternoon right here on 960 Cable KABL, the station of the stars.
Hi.
Cable, K-A-B-L, Blue Velvet, Bobby Vinton, Natalie Cole, This Can't Be Love. Della Reese coming up in just a couple minutes. 5:50 with me, Carter B. Tonight, fair skies. Tomorrow, same thing. Maybe a little low clouds will drift in near the coast, but that'll be about all. And all the way through Wednesday now, the weatherman is calling for sunny skies, and we'll have temperatures up to the mid-70s. Well, let's find out about K-A-B-L traffic. And, Angie, when I used to drink, this was known as amateur night.
Yeah, that, and I've heard that said about New Year's Eve, and I don't want to really be out in either one for that reason. Yeah, so for those of you playing it safe, you've got such a clean route going home that in a sense you owe it to the partiers. Just say thank you as you go sailing onto the Bay Bridge. There is no backup.
Cable, K-A-B-L, Percy Faith's Moulin Rouge, Best Is Yet to Come with Tony Bennett, Nat Cole's Unforgettable. Just winner after winner after winner. Good afternoon to you, my friend. It's 6:09. I am Carter B. Smith. We've got temperatures for the Bay Area, like 62 degrees at the moment in San Rafael. In Oakland, it's 61. In San Jose, it's 66 degrees, 58 degrees right now in downtown San Francisco. If this is the first time you've uncovered this radio station, particular welcome to you. Glad you're here, catching our act. Hope you will stick around, and better yet, why not tell a friend? Well, a little change in the city today. No longer do we have a Pacific Stock Exchange. Nope, it's now the Pacific Exchange. They took the word stock out because they also trade options, and that's becoming a bigger and bigger part of the whole affair down there on Pine Street. So now it is the Pacific Exchange. Cross stock out. All right, 1-800-962-0960. That's my number. The ninth caller will pick up a couple of tickets to catch Jason Williams and Joe Sears of Greater Tuna fame in their new work, which is called The Foreigner, which is at the Marines Memorial Theater. Call right now. I'll count up those nine lines here at 960 Cable, KABL, the station of the stars. Nine. Cable, KABL. Brenda Lee, All Alone Am I. Bye Bye Blues, Les Paul, Mary Ford. Coming up, got some more Crosby and something appropriate for the day. We'll see if I can work it in. No guarantees yet because I'm worrying about time a little bit. 6:18 is the time. Carter B. Smith, the prince trapped in the body of a disc jockey, with you on this Monday, St. Patrick's Eve. Linda Finch, the pilot, took off from Oakland in the totally restored Lockheed 10E and made it to Burbank without any problem, about 300 miles roughly, by air, nautical miles. That's the way they deal with this. And she will spend the night in Burbank and also tomorrow having schoolchildren come, and she will show them the aircraft, let them look at it, and tell the story of Amelia Earhart, and then it's on to the second leg of the flight. Now, what Finch will do is recreate Earhart's flight link by link, city by city, country by country, until, of course, she gets to Howland Island, and there will be no stopping at Howland Island because the airfield is no longer there. Howland is totally uninhabited now out in the Pacific. So Finch will go to Canton Island, which has an airfield. Of course, she's had, logistically, this whole thing has cost about $4 million, because logistically they have to move fuel and lubricating oils and all the backup materials to various and sundry places all over the world. So this is a big project to recreate Earhart's flight. And Finch is doing it to focus attention on Amelia Earhart, the woman, and what her ideals were. This is not a race. There's not going to be any world's record established because they've long since fallen. People have actually flown this same route, incidentally. This is not the first time that other women have made this flight. Earhart was the founder of the 99s, the women's air group that is still very, very popular in 1997. So they have followed Earhart's great efforts through the years and have had people flying the same area. Enough of that. We'll follow this all throughout the weeks to come, hopefully to a successful conclusion. Right now it's time to see whether or not traffic is successful. So see, adroitly transitioning once again to Angie Coiro.
Always an awesome experience. You know, every time I hear the details of this trip, that there is an uninhabited island still out there.
Does it? Yeah, that freaks me out,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you don't think that those places exist anymore, and apparently it's just reassuring that they do.
There are thousands of them, Angie, and you want to know something? What? They're uninhabited for a very good reason. If you were there, the first thing you would do is say, get me off of here, because there are only crabs and low scrub bushes and guano up to your, you know, that's the reason why they're uninhabited.
All right, well, with...
Cable, KABL, Tommy Dorsey's Sunny Side of the Street, Great Pretender, done by the Platters, The Way You Look Tonight, Frank Sinatra. 6:40, and want to congratulate Steve Burden of Fremont. He picked up the two tickets to The Foreigner, starring Jason Williams and Joe Sears. I'll have more tickets to give away to The Foreigner tomorrow, as well as two sets of tickets to take a train trip up to Sacramento. Now, with that, you have to listen for the sound of the train whistle, and it's played without any comments. I just let it go, the train whistle, and then the ninth caller at 1-800-962-0960 picks up two tickets. It's going to be quite a time for a day. Well, on, I don't know what month, but the year was 1965 in St. Louis. There was a benefit for the Dismas House, a halfway house for ex-convicts. And they were able to talk the Rat Pack in performing on television for this benefit. Now, the Rat Pack, for those of you that are not familiar with the group, was Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, and Joey Bishop. Well, Bishop had a bad back, so they got some kid by the name of Johnny Carson to fill in for him. And this is the only video performance of the Rat Pack ever in existence, and the only complete film that was ever done. So on the 10th of April, they will premiere this at the Museum of TV and Radio in New York, and then on the 17th at the Beverly Hills Museum. The idea struck me, if we could get, and probably would be very difficult to do, but if we could get permission to show it, we could show it at a theater here in San Francisco, and all the proceeds could go to the halfway house they have over at San Quentin. Wouldn't that be an idea? It would actually fit right in with the 1965 benefit performance. I'll scope that out, see if it's possible. There'd be a lot of legal things to deal with. Frank Sinatra said that he did not want this used and seen commercially. So that's why it's at the two museums. But nevertheless, maybe this would fly. 960 Cable, KABL, Station of the Stars.
You'll see as sure as you're born, you're never going to see no unicorn.
960 Cable, KABL, with the Irish Rovers. Joe Stafford, Make Love to Me. Coming up, Barbara Streisand, The Second Hand Rose. We celebrate on this date the death of St. Patrick, not his birthday. It's actually his death, and it is, a matter of fact, is not his death either. There were two schools of thought about St. Patrick's death, either March 8th or March 9th, and the church officials could never make up their mind, and the people who said it's March 8th and the people who said it was March 9th got to hassling it. So what they did is they said, okay, we're going to compromise. We can't make it 8.5, so we'll add them up. 8 and 9 is 17. So that's why we celebrate on the 17th. Strange, but true. As is cable traffic at 6:50 with Angie Coiro.
That's been the subject of question around the office here in traffic. What exactly are we celebrating today besides green beer? We knew it wasn't officially his death. We knew it wasn't getting the snakes out of Ireland. No. And thank you. Now that we have that cleared up.
Back to the beer.
Here we go. Right. He's 5'8".